It's now 8:54, and it's time to speak with Steve Bensinger. Realty Radio is presented by First Advantage Mortgage on 1450 WHTC. Now, Steve, like I mentioned off the air, I had a pretty good fourth. I hope you did, too.
Oh, it was great. Thanks,
I had a chance to go to the the Lugnuts game in Lansing with the family, and you'll be happy to hear that I actually pulled out my Cubs hat.
Oh.
For the game. So there you go.
I hope you weren't chastised too much for that.
I was not, actually. I had a Michigan shirt on. So kind of, actually, you would think that I would have been stoned in Lansing because I had a Michigan shirt with a Cubs hat. But no, it was just fine. I got out just safe.
You live on the edge.
I do, yeah. I am a dangerous man, yeah, wearing a Michigan shirt to Lansing. But that is some brief love for you, considering that your Cubs traded away their best pitcher in Samardzija. How does that feel? Does that hurt?
It stings a little bit, but, you know, most Cub fans expected that Samardzija and Hamill were going to be traded and to get a top five prospect in that shortstop from Oakland, whose name escapes me, I think is great because that's exactly following Theo Epstein's plan. So, you know, it's one of those things that I think in a couple of years, the Cubs will be a team that a lot of people are talking about for good reasons.
Oh, it's 2017 now is the goal, right? Is that the end date now that we're hoping?
You know, it's only been 106 years, so what's another three more, right?
You know, we talked about this a couple of days ago when you stopped in to do some production work, and you know, I hear the prospect talk all the time. Isn't that what the Cubs have been saying for years? Oh, we got great prospects coming up. We dominate the minor leagues.
Oh, actually, quite the contrary. Their farm system has been a train wreck for the most part until the Ricketts family bought the team and brought in Epstein. So they didn't have much in the pipeline as far as talent. So it was nice to see someone come in and really rebuild them. And now they're a top tier farm system, and that gives them a lot of growth potential for the future and a lot of bargaining chips for trade.
Well, I'm sure you're tired of talking Cubs baseball. You're probably already looking forward to the Bears season this year.
Yeah, well, you know, that they should look good. So will the Lions, and the Packers are the Packers. So the NFC North will be an exciting division to watch this year.
We'll have more. We'll talk about the Lions and Bears as we get closer to it, because I still got my Tigers. But this morning, we're going to rehash a subject that we had touched on earlier this year. When does it make sense to refinance? Because I think that's a question a lot of people debate when they look at their mortgage. Does it make sense to refinance?
Right. Well, you know, with interest rates being at their lowest levels in over a year, it's a terrific time to consider refinancing your home mortgage if you have one. I would say that most people refinance their mortgages solely for the purpose of saving on their monthly payment. But since there are usually closing costs associated with the mortgage, I think that it's critical that you talk with the lender to make sure that the benefits of the lower monthly payment will outweigh the cost of doing business. So I generally tell people, look for an 18-month or better break-even point on their closing costs. If they can recapture their cost of doing business within the first year and a half, it's usually worth your while.
I'm assuming there are other reasons why you'd want to refinance?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, another main reason for refinancing people consider is debt consolidation. So if you have multiple mortgages on the property, like a first mortgage and a home equity loan or line of credit, combining the two into one loan, or if you have chronic credit card balances that you're looking to wrap up into a loan and a low fixed rate, that's a good opportunity to do so. A lot of people refinance to shorten the term of their loan. So if you're in a 30-year mortgage and you want to move into a 15-year mortgage without incurring a lot of payment shock, because many times going from a 30 to a 15-year mortgage, you're looking at about a 50% increase in your monthly payment. But if the rates are different enough, that 50% difference is a lot less. And, you know, if you're shortening the term of your loan by 15 years and maybe only raising your payment $100 a month, it's well worth your while.
Well, the end result is to hopefully save some money. What does it cost to refinance?
You know, typically the lender fees, things that you'll pay directly to the lender as well as to third parties like appraisers and credit reports, that's usually about $1,500, but then, you know, once you factor in the cost of title insurance and title closing fees, it'll bring the total amount up anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000, usually, depending on the loan amount.
All right, Steve, we're actually almost out of time this morning, but I want to give you a chance. If somebody's interested in refinancing or they want to find out more information about different things if they don't have much of any equity or different things that might factor into this, how can they contact you?
I would be happy to help. Best way of contacting me, you can call me by phone at 616-499-3800. You can email me at steve@stevebensinger.com, or you could reach me on the web at www.stevebensinger.com.
All right, Steve, thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan.